Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special one-off episode called Musings from the Grid, Power Week Edition. I'll be your host for this particular episode, Brian Massey, and I am joined by Ben Taylor. What's going on, sir?
Sup, my dude. And to be clear, Musings from the Grid is not a one-off episode, but this is a one-off episode about Power Week.
Yes.
2022.
And alternatively, also Power Month.
We'll probably get into a bit of that.
Yeah. So we started this week, and we wanted to talk about this because we started this week with Hasbro mentioning that there were going to be a lot of announcements. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this was also going to be the week of Power Morphicon, which is concluding as we speak right now in California.
But it is not Friday.
Hmm?
It may be in California, but it is not Friday.
Yeah. And then on top of that, it's not Friday in California. Sorry. I just got what you're saying. And then on top of that.
Like, I hate that meme, but I had to.
I love that meme. as obnoxious as it is so on brand for me, I think. And then today, as we record this, is National Power Rangers Day. Happy, mm-hmm. happy National Power Rangers Day, man.
Thank you. Happy National Power Rangers Day to you, too.
Yep. Did you leave a Power Morpher under the command center for Santa last night? Yeah. Okay. Well, then
I basically took out my copy of Operation Overdrive and just gave it the finger. Anyway, carry
there's
on.
There's no wrong way to celebrate Power or Power Rangers Day. So let's go ahead and get into the Power Week announcements by Hasbro Pulse. For the majority of these, we had our hosts with Hasbro Pulse, Pam from marketing and Jordan from product design.
Neither of which should be allowed in front of a camera.
Yeah, I think they're very nice people, and they, you know, I bet you they're awesome to hang out with. Do not belong in front of a camera, I think.
Mm-hmm. Same as you. Especially Jordan.
Yeah.
He's great. He was very knowledgeable about the product.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them were comfortable in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Neither of them were how do I put this nicely?
You wouldn't recommend them to be pro wrestlers because they don't have the charisma.
Yeah, they weren't that charismatic.
Which is not a bad thing, but...
And I love them to pieces, right? But mm-hmm. we'll talk about this. Actually, I'll bring that up later. Anyway, carry on.
All right, sounds good. So Monday was kind of a little bit of, hey, look at all this stuff that we've already mentioned in the past. We did, I will say, the biggest news that we got on Monday was this. We got announced that Dino 3 Season 2 Part 2 will be releasing on September 29th on Netflix. And as you pointed out as well, though, Germany and other European countries will actually get to see the finale days before American fans will.
Yeah, no. They will get to see the finale before the show starts airing in the States.
Oof. Yeah, that's a thing that's been happening, I think, since the Neo Saban era.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people have complained about that. You would think that this would be something that, since Hasbro now has the license, they would try and fix that, but apparently no. And
well,
I don't
I
know.
Think part of the problem, part of it at least,
yeah,
was how do I put this? And there's been a lot of talk about this, is mm-hmm. how while everyone's like, oh, this is the problem with it shifting to Netflix. We haven't had a whole series on Netflix yet, right? Still laboring on the Nickelodeon deal where we have to split things up. We have to
right.
And I think there was a little bit of that to it. So the first time to actually judge what a whole series on Netflix will be like will be with the next season, right?
Which we will get into later on in this episode. But
so to confirm,
yeah,
Germany, the UK, and Canada will see the finale of Dino Fury season 2 part 2 on September 23rd. Well, Germany will see it on September 23rd.
Okay.
The UK will see it on the 20th. We'll see it on the 30th of September.
Okay.
And Canada will see it on October 8th, right? It starts showing in America on the 29th.
Yes.
So the day after the first episode of season 2 part 2 airs here,
mm-hmm.
UK and Germany will have seen the whole thing.
And I know that that has to do with the fact that it's going to be airing on terrestrial cable channels. You know, it's going to be broadcast like how Power Rangers typically used to be broadcast in the past. Mm. Whereas here with us, it's different because it's not going to be on Nickelodeon. It's going to be like whenever like Stranger Things or something pops, and it's like all the episodes are going to be available day one, and you can just sit there and binge them, watch them all, which I'm not going to do. I kind of want to space it out a little bit, but if you're hoping to avoid spoilers, maybe stay away from the internet in regards to Power Rangers for a little bit.
I'm probably going to do that because I've talked on multiple occasions. So this is the first season of Power Rangers I've been able to watch as it's coming out. Right?
Same since
like,
I was a kid.
Like Dino Fury.
Yeah. Like
Dino Fury. Started after my journey into Power Rangers began. Beast Morphers was already like three quarters done.
Right.
Like, and the four seasons, or should I say two seasons, each of which split into a half season format. Right. I watched season 1 part 1, tried to watch season 1 part 2 when it came out, had forgotten everything that happened in season 1 part 1, at which point I went, I'm just going to wait till it's all out, right? The conversation for just 1 second. Neil Gaiman's Sandman, right?
Right.
Everyone's been very vocal that people need to go watch it because it's such an expensive show, and Netflix needs very quick feedback on how popular it's been so they can commission a season 2, right?
Sure.
But they're releasing it week to week. Week by week by week by week. And I'm a person that doesn't watch television like that anymore. I wait till the season's out and I binge it.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way too, because that used to drive me crazy as a kid. And it's just so much easier to do that now, I think. And that's part of my personal life.
For me, to pull it back to the topic, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Gone are the days where I will watch 30 minutes a week, right? I haven't watched television like that since 2000 and, well, back when it was 2000 and not 2010, you know what I mean? Like,
the dark times.
Yeah, I've not watched television like that in forever. And I'm not gonna go back.
It does almost kind of seem like the primitive days of like the caveman days of TV watching nowadays.
Yeah.
Compared to and it is kind of an instant gratification thing, I think, but also there's just so much stuff out there to watch.
Yeah.
I think, which
makes me believe that Netflix, when they bring out what we now know, and we will discuss later the name of season 30, I have to believe they'll dump it as a whole season, right?
I would hope so. I would really hope so. Just because they're not beholden to Nickelodeon's like weird schedule BS anymore. So we don't have to deal with that. So, but yeah.
But that's going to mean it's going to take longer to come out. Because they have to finish all 40 something episodes rather than 12 of them.
And I mean, I get that, but
10 of them, sorry.
Well, just to jump ahead just a little bit, just because it is pertinent to the conversation, they are beginning for the new season, filming in the fall, and it's supposed to be released next year. So, but we will get into
that. We'll talk about that. Yeah. Yes. All right.
So
let's go to actual Power Week.
Yes. So Monday, like I said before, hosted by Jordan and Pam, Pam from marketing, Jordan from product design. I wanted to make sure I got that right. and again, Dino Fury coming out September 29th. And then we got a shout out to Ranger Liz for starting the concept of Ranger Month, which is really cool. Ben, I know you've been kind of interacting with her on that.
I did my best to stick it out as long as I could, and I went all the way through Samurai and went, hey, someone else needs to cover the rest of these. And then you did Megaforce and Super Megaforce.
Yes.
I'm not sure anyone did Ninja Steel. I'm not sure anyone did Dino Charge.
I think I was busy that day, unfortunately, but I could have totally done a thing on Dino Charge.
And then I jumped back in for Beast Morphers.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that.
Yeah. All I know about this is I'll go ahead and give what I would have written about Ninja Steel right now. Ninja Steel sucks and the Sentai sucks even worse. Don't bother, I think, unless you really, really, really want to watch that. Whatever. Anyways.
But I will say, the one thing that I was very happy about was not everything that came out of Power Month was blind praise, right?
Right.
Yes, it was quite clear that people still look at Mighty Morphing through rose-colored glasses. The fact that Mighty Morphing Season 1 made it into the final four of best Power Rangers seasons.
Did not win, though.
No, Time Force did.
Thank God.
Mighty Morphin Season 1 eventually lost to Dino Thunder, I believe. Yeah.
Tommy beat Tommy, wow.
Yeah. But the point being is the fact that it made all the way to the semifinals is very clear that a lot of people are still looking at Mighty Morphin through the nostalgia goggles, right?
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of those could be casual fans voting.
Yeah, no, that's fine. When it, for the first time in a very long time over the last month, Power Rangers has been trending on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
It's
been a pretty fun month to be a Power Rangers fan.
It's not trended on Twitter since the announcement of Dino Fury, right? But that being said, like, I would post some things that would be considered negative feedback, and people would still like it, retweet it, like talking about how just certain things weren't great. In Lost Galaxy, I talked about how it was awful that they brought Bulk back. They should have just left Bulk and Skull be. And
I agree with you on that.
And I made this one tweet where I basically pointed out that it was when we were I was talking about Turbo. And I pointed out that this was the second of three incarnations of Power Rangers, MMPR, ZO, and Turbo. That at the end, the Power Rangers were left without a command center and no powers. And then in Braxman, to be clear, the Rangers don't actually win a battle until in space.
Right.
And then only just, right? And people were like, we hadn't thought of that before. Like,
yeah.
Anyway,
I do love some of the interactions we've had. I've been in discussion with a lot of people on Twitter. I've been I know you've been talking with Ranger Liz. I've also kind of been talking about with the guys from Ranger Command Power Hour.
Yeah.
I actually had some questions answered on their show, so thank you guys for that. It's just been a really fun week, and I think it's really helping to kind of build the community back up a little bit too, because there has been kind of a lapse of like news, and like this really kind of helps remind us that how tight knit the community is. I thought was really cool. On to actual announcements, by the way.
Quote unquote announcements.
Announcements with finger quotes. As created by Dr. Evil, his father, anyways. Dino Thunder Yellow Kira finally actually announced.
Hell, I've already known. Yes.
Let's go. My Dino Thunder Red and Blue have been very lonely, and my White as well. I'm really happy to finally get her. I would even say, not to spoil anything, but this is kind of the week of yellow. We'll get into that though.
Yeah, absolutely.
We then got this was all stuff that was known. MMPR Black, Adam, Johnny Young Bosch with the cannon weapon. Ben, I don't know if you're going to pick that one up or not. It does look like the head mold for Johnny Young Bosch, Adam, is a little better than the Zio one. Even though that cannon weapon is the one that was used by Zach and not Adam.
Yeah, it was never used by Adam. Yeah.
And I know the biggest thing
they've literally come out and been like, yeah, we just wanted to put it with a figure. And I'm like, do an accessory pack.
Yeah. I would love, oh my God, I would love an accessory pack because there's so much stuff that's missing. I literally have a Zio cog coming in right now. And the biggest reason I ordered that was I wanted a cog, but I also wanted Rocky's Tonfas. They need to do an accessory pack, but that we'll save that for later. But I know a lot of people were complaining that this was a missed opportunity since we're putting out yet another Mighty Morphin Black figure. We could have done the Operation Overdrive Battle Army.
Yeah.
That was
so we're in a weird spot, right? Because until now, they just labeled them with season and color, right? They haven't called them Dino Thunder Yellow Kira. They just called them Dino Thunder Yellow, right? Yeah. So now we have two MMPR Blacks. We have Zach and we have Adam.
I wonder how they're going to distinguish that in the system, like the catalog.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to figure out.
I'm perfectly okay with Adam just having a basic, non-glitter MMPR figure.
Thank you.
Right? Perfectly okay with that. I'm slightly biased because he is the greatest Power Ranger of all time.
You don't say.
Yeah. Who'd know? If you listen to our show, who'd know? the point being, I've got no problem. I would have no problem if they released a MMPR yellow for Aisha.
Right.
Because as we'll talk about later, they're starting to acknowledge that Aisha was the Yellow Ranger at some point, right?
Yeah.
Which they have done because they did the Ninjetti versions. And if I were to get MMPR, it would be the Ninja versions.
Yeah. She has a big... Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead.
She does have a two-pack with Sporpina, but she doesn't have a single pack.
Doesn't have a single figure.
So...
Does Rocky have an MMPR red?
Anyway. It's the glitter one.
Yeah.
No, I don't want the glitter one.
Yeah, me either. But the point being, MMPR Black Adam, and the other thing they showcased on Monday, Lost Galaxy Green, Damon.
Yes. Had
already been announced.
Yes.
They've done announcements for them. So the only figure that was announced on Monday was Dino Thunder Yellow.
Right.
Which was technically an announcement.
It was a technical official announcement by Hasbro, but it had already been
it had been on the internet for months.
Yes.
There are fans out there that have this figure.
Yeah, I think it's already been released out in like Malaysia, which is where a lot of people were getting like In Space Silvers as well. A lot of those figures come out there and then they get put on eBay for like $60 or something, which is why I don't have an In Space Silver just yet. And it did technically get an American release, but only at Walgreens. And I know I'm going to have to just buy it at a convention for way more than I would.
Or wait till the next wave comes out.
Yeah. The one thing that made me kind of pop out of my chair, though, a little bit was, and this was also part of the shout out to Ranger Liz. Mm-hmm. And by the way, another shout out to Living Ranger Key Josh.
Yeah.
Because he's one of the reasons why we know about Dino Thunder Yellow in the first place. He's got all this figured out. He's able to decipher a lot of the codes that we get when they go up for listing on like Entertainment Earth, Big Bad Toy Store, etc. Yeah. We got our first mention of Dino Charge Blue.
Coda.
We did not see anything.
I'd like to make an announcement at this point, by the way.
Sure. What's up?
I've been thinking long and hard about this. Quite an emotional decision for me. I'll just come out and say it. I'm skipping Megaforce.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna move to the Dino Charge. Everyone tells me I should do it.
I don't blame you.
I might come back to Megaforce once it's on YouTube, and I can just put it on in the background when I'm doing like Legos or something.
It is already on YouTube.
The whole thing's on YouTube.
Megaforce and Super Megaforce are on YouTube.
Yes. On the official.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I'll probably do that at some point.
That's another thing where I would say, if you really really want to, maybe also look into. I'm not forcing you to, but look into.
I'm not going to watch the Sentai. I'm not.
Because
then I have I have to look at the subtitles and I can't do it in the background.
That's fair. Maybe I'll find some way to get you to watch Gokaiger one day.
At some point I will.
Yeah.
At some point I intend to go back and watch all of the Sentais that were made into Power Rangers seasons.
Yes.
But I want to watch the Ranger seasons first.
Well then, Godspeed, sir, and I absolutely 100% support your decision to skip Megaforce because, wow.
All right, anyway, on to Coda.
Yeah, on to Coda. We didn't get anything on Monday really about him except for, hey, here's a name drop, and then the stream kind of ended.
Didn't we see something about him on a Power Morphicon poster or something?
That was Dino Fury.
Okay.
The artist for the boxes before they go over to the plastic free packaging, which I actually did a TikTok about how much I just despise the plastic free packaging, no matter how much it's going to save the environment, is probably a good thing. Because
not knowing what state your figure is in inside.
Yeah.
I'll
forward you all to my TikTok where I unboxed a Marvel Legends Iron Spider figure, and I went, oh, this is why I'm going to hate this for Power Rangers, because, God, it was like, I'm not a fan of this. But anyways, I was going to save this for later, but I did realize, well, because Dino Charge Blue, I believe, is going to come out in Wave 13, I believe that's when they're going to start doing plastic-free packaging.
Yes, it is.
That sucks because I have all of the Dino Charge Rangers in those boxes and it's going to stick out like a sore thumb.
So Wave 12 is the last packaging with plastic.
Yeah.
As was denoted by what was announced on Tuesday.
Yep, which happens to be the Crimson Hawk Ryu Street Fighter Power Rangers figure. which also implied that we are going full non-plastic. Also, new shirts are available at Hasbro Pulse if you want those. They're using the Japanese Power Rangers logo for when they redubbed it into Japanese, because that's a thing that happened in Japan. Wednesday, we got Blazing Phoenix Chun-Li Street Fighter Power Rangers figure with accessories, and that was about it.
So let's talk a bit about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't begrudge crossovers. I mean, I have the Ninja Turtles crossovers.
Yeah.
I won't get these ones, but there is a time and a place to announce these things, right?
I agree.
Now, I'm 100% aware that had... Now, it is my opinion, at least, or it was until this week, that the announcements for TMNT Power Rangers would have happened at San Diego Comic-Con had there been one.
Right.
Right? Because Hasbro didn't really do much in the way of paneling at the online San Diego Comic-Con.
Nope.
Or at least for Power Rangers, they didn't. They did the one for like Transformers and all that. But
and they were absent for PMC too, but I'll get into that later.
But this year they had a San Diego Comic-Con, but they weren't announcing a comics crossover, right? I am well aware that Power Week this week happened to intersect with Gamescom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Announce these at Gamescom.
Like I can imagine like this or being Evo. Something. Yeah.
Evo like, was less than a month ago.
You know, and don't get me wrong, like growing up, Street Fighter was one of those games I love. I do love me some Street Fighter, but not at the cost of other announcements for Power Week.
Yeah. And not just are these aren't just Street Fighter crossovers into Lightning Collection. These are also characters that were in the video game.
Yeah.
What, Battle for the Grid, is it called?
It was in two of them. It was in Legacy Wars and Battle for the Grid.
Right.
So Legacy Wars is the mobile game for iOS and Android.
Yeah.
And then Battle for the Grid was the fighting game that was released for Switch, PS4, and Xbox.
So it would have made way more sense to announce these at Evo than here, honestly.
I completely agree.
The problem, as we're going to see as we go along, is there weren't actually that many announcements this week.
I was kind of fearing that was going to be the case, and that's why I was trying not to get my hopes up.
Yeah.
But I did kind of get caught up in the sauce a little bit. I was like, oh, man, Power Week.
What? Don't get me wrong. Ryu and Chun-Li are beautiful figures.
Yes.
They also have certain accessories that make me really hopeful for the future of the Lightning Collection. Like, they have stands.
Yeah. Like, they for Chun-Li's
stands. No. They have stands you can put Ryu and Chun-Li on.
Yeah.
They have stands that you can pose fireballs on and things like that, which are really cool. Which would be really nice to see incorporated into regular Power Rangers figures.
Right.
But, nah, dog. Like, these did not land for me. We are now, as far as we know it, we are 3 days into our basically seven-day Power Week if you include today.
It was a 5-day work week Power Week.
Yeah. No, but like we also had announcements yesterday and today, Saturday and Sunday, right? So it was Monday to Sunday rather than Sunday to Sunday.
I mean, sure.
So we're 3 days in. We've seen three quote-unquote new figures. One of which we've known since what, April?
That sounds about right. That sounds. Era. Yeah.
And two, that aren't actual Power Rangers.
Yeah. And it does, you know, I was frustrated by that. I know a lot of other people on Twitter were kind of expressing like, okay, that's cool. Like it was the emotions kind of ranged from like, there were a few people saying, okay, that's kind of cool. But most of it was either ambivalent or a lot of it was just kind of like, Hasbro, what are you doing?
The people who were genuinely excited were people who like Street Fighter or play the Battle for the Grid, right?
Yeah.
Which, spoiler alert, isn't most of the franchise.
No.
Most of the fans. Most people were like, huh. Now, yes, if you hadn't paid a lot of attention to Power Rangers social media, Kira would have been new to you.
Yeah.
Right? Fair play. That's fine. Chun-Li and Ryu, we had no idea they were coming.
No.
But they don't exactly target your main demographic.
Right.
Which is basically, like, again, I'm one of these people who's, I don't consume the comics, I don't play the video games, I don't watch the shorts that Bat in the Sun made to promote the video game, right?
So this is absolutely something that's not in your wheelhouse. This is not something that you are interested in. No. And
the only reason I have the Turtles is because I watched Turtles growing up, right?
Right.
And I've never even read the crossover comic.
Now, question, by the way, just as a quick aside, because I know you grew up in England, were they the Hero Turtles for you?
They were the Hero Turtles for me, yes.
Because ninja was a bad
thing. Ninja's a bad word.
Okay.
Yeah.
just a fun little bit of trivia for y'all if you didn't know that. But
much like here in America, it's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, because they think Americans are too stupid to know what a philosopher is. In England, it's Action Force rather than G.I. Joe, because our soldiers aren't called G.I.s. right? Anyways. So,
we could go down that rabbit hole
through Wednesday were kind of a bust.
Yes.
For those who, for certain demographics, certain parts of the fan base.
Yes.
There are those who were excited, and please bear in mind, at no point are we telling you are wrong to be excited.
Oh, no,
absolutely. If this stuff ticks your box, double thumbs up. Great for you.
Yeah, if this is something that you're interested in, I am so happy for you. Pre-orders for a lot of these are open right now.
Listen to the way we react. Listen to the way we react to Kira. Right, we've known about Kira since April, and we're still hyped that she got revealed.
Yeah.
Right.
By the way, by the way, whenever that gets in, I will.
We'll figure it out.
Figure. But Thursday was the big kibosh. It was the big news.
Yeah, the Power Week fan stream.
Yes.
Quick something. You mentioned, I think it was Monday.
Okay.
You mentioned that they tried to do this thing where they were talking and it cuts off at the end, so you don't quite know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
The stream. It didn't come off as them doing a suspenseful stop. It came off as them turning the stream off too early. Right.
Yeah. It was not end of Age of Ultron where Captain America's like Avengers and you're waiting for him to say assemble. Yeah. And it wasn't that at all.
And the same thing happened on Thursday, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we will get there. I took some very detailed notes all week for this because I really wanted to cover all this. So Thursday began and we have Pam and Jordan once again hosting. They give us a recap. Lost Galaxy Green, MMPR Black, Donovan Yellow are all up for pre-order. So wave 12 is up. Pam and Jordan then talk about why they're the Power Rangers. Pam likes being in Billy and Trini because she was an outcast. Mm-hmm. Jordan's first photo day was with the Power Rangers shirt. Just because commenting on
absolutely no Power Rangers other than Mighty Morphin that had outcasts in them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't that a damn shame?
I'm being cynical there. They're asking about why they first fell in love with the Power Rangers.
Right.
And yes, if Mighty Morphin is when you fell in love with Power Rangers, that is fine. I'm just being kind of a douche.
That's all good. I still don't consider it. So we got a closer look at Wild Force Blue Max, by the way.
Mm, yes.
Which was a figure that had already been announced. Again, because of Ranger Liz.
No. It had not been previously announced. No, not because of her. No, it had not been previously announced.
Right.
Wild Force Blue had been, there are pictures of it on the internet.
Yeah.
Much like Kira.
Yes.
We know it existed. We've known it has existed since the same time we've known Kira's existed. We've just never had an official announcement of this will be in Wave 12.
Yes, I think there was a teaser of it that was, we got a sneak peek of it because of how popular the hashtag I Love Power Rangers tag was on Twitter.
Yeah. It's weird because no one I knew used that tag. They all used the Ranger Week and Ranger Month tags.
Yeah, well, this was a while back, but okay. Which was really cool. So Wild Force Blue comes with the Shark Fin Tonpa weapons, his blast effect,
which were cool.
Looked really awesome.
Yeah.
This completes Wave 12, and pre-order for Wild Force Blue went live on Friday, so you can go to all of your different channels, wherever you buy action figures, it's available for pre-order now.
It's quite funny because they announced, this will go on sale at pre-order at 1 p.m. tomorrow. And they made this big deal about they were only putting one thing up for pre-order Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. They made a big deal out of it. So we were like, oh, we already know tomorrow's figure. And it's something else we've known about for months, right? So 4 out of 5 days so far are kind of a watch.
What are you going to do? We got this really cool...
We were wrong. Anyway.
So we got this cool photo of all Wave 12 figures, which was a digital recreation of the Cogs fighting all the Wave 11 figures along with the Wave... So the Wave 12 figures and the Wave 11 figures, which are Dino Charge Pink, Wild Force Lunar Wolf, and Dino Fury Red. Mm-hmm. Cog was also in that wave, which are all available right now. They should be in stores. If not, go on Amazon. So they're available.
Cog was the fourth figure. Okay.
Yeah, that was the villain figure.
Yeah.
What was really, really cool after that was, and this is where I got really hyped up, was we got our first official look at Dino Charge Blue Coda after having been announced on Monday. The head sculpt looks very much like Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his gun, his sword, two hands, an effect piece, very standard stuff for a standard Lightning Collection figure. I want three of these because I like to keep stuff in box, but I also really want to display one. And then I know that there are people who do Sentai head sculpts, and I really, really love his counterpart in Kyoryuger because he is a uncle that tells puns, and I can relate so hard to that. And I just love him as I can relate to that character so much. Uh-huh. So I'm getting a Nosan character for Kyoryuger. Mm-hmm.
We are suspecting him to be in Wave 13. Right.
Yes. Hopefully. And like I said, he's gonna be in the plastic fruit packaging. It's gonna suck because, you know, it's gonna be the first line of Rangers where we're not gonna have a consistent package scheme. But I guess I can live with that. I guess it's just gonna it's gonna irk me. Bet me anything, somebody, like, because the way the band community is, and I love them for this, somebody's probably gonna make a package that you can buy online, and that way you can
cover.
So keep a lookout for that. I bet you that's going to happen. I bet you it's like Ranger Forge or somebody's going to do that. But then we got an actual surprise, and I couldn't believe this. Beast Morphers Yellow Zoe.
Yes.
Holy crap, that only took like 2 years.
Now we've got 4 out of 5 Beast Morphers.
Yes.
Rangers now.
Now we need Steel.
Yes, the best of them.
Yes. Steel is a very good boy. Pre-order for Zoe, by the way, is going to open up later this year. We have red, we have blue, we have gold, and we also have Blaze available through various means online. If it's not available on like Hasbro Pulse or Amazon, eBay's your friend.
Yeah.
Except for when it's not, because but yeah, how did you feel about that?
There's a we need Roxy as well, right?
Yes, we do need Roxy.
Yeah. It was cool. I'm considering getting the 3 main Beast Morphers.
Okay.
Mainly because it's one of the few Sentais I've watched. It's Go Busters.
Oh yeah, how did you like Go Busters?
It was good. It was okay.
I know a lot of people think it falls apart in the second half.
Yeah, kind of. I really like the design. I like the leather suits. I like I liked that they were much more gadget based. I wish that like they'd used the cameras and all of that that went into the guns in Beast Morphers. I wish they'd actually used them like the Go Busters used them, as like convertible spy technology, right?
Oh my god. And then like the civilian world, not the civilian, but like the out of morph state like suits for Go Busters were just primo too. Everything about that show aesthetically was just beautiful. But I actually have when Beast Morphers first aired, I have the like $10 figures for the core 3, and those are okay. But I do have the Lightning Collection for red and blue, and they are so much like beefier and substantial, and like the details just come out of those figures so much better. And I cannot wait to see how Zoe's gonna look like once she's out of the package, because it's just going to look great.
Is she going to come with... The other two didn't come with their B-spots, did they?
No, they did not.
So I'm going to assume those will be Lightning Collection figures at some point.
Probably.
All
right. Or like, again, we should get them in an accessory pack.
Yeah.
So...
Super hype for Zoe. Super hype for Zoe.
Cannot wait to get a pre-order in for her. I think she's going to be a great addition to the Lightning Collection. And then we got to the deluxe figures portion of the show.
Full disclosure. These should have been surprises.
Yes.
We had no idea these were happening until somehow the morning of the stream they got leaked.
That is a... I got to do a habit of, I was waking up in the morning and I was seeing on Twitter that, I was checking my Twitter to make sure of any kind of news that popped up. And for some reason, more often than not during the week, we got leaks. And I don't know where the leaks came from. I don't know how they got the photos for them or anything like that, but it seemed like it was just, you would wake up in the morning and it's like, oh, okay, cool, that's what they're gonna talk about on the stream. And it did kind of deflate any kind of news that we would have gotten for the stream, because I don't know, it just it's kind of like peeking into your Christmas presents like the night of or like the day before and going, oh, that's what I'm okay, that's what I'm getting, I was hoping for that, okay, whatever. This was kind of, I wish these had been surprises as well. I really, really wish that these had not been leaked, if only because, again, it kind of deflates the surprise of it, you know. This being leaked on Twitter the morning of, and it happened more often than not, kind of deflated the surprise element of this, and I completely agree with you, Ben. These should have been surprises.
Yeah, it was just, it wasn't, because I was up at like 1 or 2 a.m. our time, Eastern.
Yep.
And they popped up on Twitter, and I'm like, oh, great.
Well, I guess I don't need to watch that stream then, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, the streams were only, well, this was for Thursday, so it was like an hour long, but like every other day was like 3-4 minutes, something like that. So had this been one of those days, I would have been like, cool, I'm just not going to bother with it. Or, okay, I'll watch it during lunch at work or something, but why else would I bother? But
That being said, though. To this point, I had been watching the announcements every day at 1 p.m., right?
Right.
And it was a figure I already knew. Figure from a season I've not seen in CODA. Or they were talking about CODA. We're not seeing CODA.
Yeah.
And 2 Street Fighter figures. So they had been a waste of my time.
Yeah. So you're not, man, you're not wrong. I have never been so happy to see an MMPR figure in my life, I think, because after this week, like when we got, full disclosure, we got announced MMPR Snizzard, and I was like, oh, thank God. At least it's Power Rangers. Snizzard looks interesting. I think he looks cool. Jordan kept name dropping Sentai, and I was like, and like, don't get me wrong, on the show, I consider myself
Sentai,
like,
boy. Yeah.
Yeah. I consider myself one of the Sentai experts on the show, anyways, as well, like on this show. But I was like, part of me was like, are they allowed to do that? Is Hasbro allowing them to do that? Are they like, like, is somebody gonna like, are there gonna be like 3 dots on his head? Like, it's gonna be
Predator gonna show up all of a sudden.
Illegal words. I don't know, but so I thought the sculpt looked really good. The way the jaw opens up kind of reminded me a little bit of like the Leatherhead TMNT figure from back in the days. Just a little bit. It also kind of reminded me of a lot of the Ghostbusters like ghost figures as well.
Yes.
Which I adore, and I have a bin of in storage, and I just, those were really, really cool looking. So there's a wire in the tail for posability, so you can kind of move it around. He's got a snake lasso, a snake whip, and a bow, and I think he's a pretty cool looking monster, and I put a note in here, because I believe Jordan said this. He said that the whole development team is watching and wants to know how you feel. So, Ben, how do you feel? Okay, cool.
Sorry. I'm not collecting Lightning Collection figures for monsters. I'm looking to have the Ranger teams that I like. And it just... I don't care about Scorpina. I don't care. Well, I do kind of care about Scorpina because I wouldn't shut up about how the fact she disappeared in Mighty Morphin. But when it comes to like the figures,
sure,
I don't care about putties or cogs or because I'm not actually going to be fighting them.
I get that.
I just want to do a setup of my SPD team. I want to round out my SPD team. I want to round out my Dino Thunder team. Bring me some damn Lightspeed Rescue figures. Bring me some Jungle Fury figures, and I'm good.
Which, by the way, since we're on that subject, we had Dino Thunder. I meant to mention this earlier. We had Dino Thunder Yellow announced, and then we had Beast Morphers Yellow announced, and I was like, "Yeah, that's great. Where's SPD Yellow?"
They should, in a way, it was just all Yellow Rangers.
I believe, yeah, because that's the color that I believe, if I remember correctly, that's the one that is lacking the most. It took us forever to get Zeo Yellow, not that I really care too much about Tanya as a character, which you'll find out when we talk about Zeo next season.
Yeah, yeah.
Shameless plug. But But yeah, I think she's the one, except for Kat, that does not have a figure in the SPD line.
Mm-hmm.
And then because we're talking SPD and not Deca Ranger, we also have Boom,
who could also there would be if we are doing the Orange Ranger, then yes, Boom doesn't have a figure, Kat doesn't have a figure. And I guess technically the other Ranger from the future that just appears in the finale doesn't have a figure.
Yeah. And then there's also, well, it's not going to happen for Power Rangers, but there's another, like, blink and you miss it with Deca Ranger that was like a Gold Ranger, and she mm-hmm. literally was morphing and gets shot in the middle of morphing. I was like, hey, that's illegal. That doesn't happen in Power Rangers or Sentai. You don't die in the middle of morphing. Anyways,
my favorite thing about the Snizzard announcement, right? My 100% favorite thing about the Snizzard announcement is like, oh, Snizzard, voiced by Bryan Cranston, who went on to, you know, be in some really bad situations, right? Yeah. Referencing his work in Breaking Bad. And right. absolutely not mentioning that he was Zordon in the most recent movie.
I mean, are they? I guess they're trying to make people forget that that's a thing, even though RJ Kyler was a guest at Morphicon this year. I guess they're trying to, like, yeah, that happened. Just like, let's stop.
How do you
it.
Not? Like, you mentioned Walter White.
Yeah.
But you don't mention that he was Zordon?
It's Power Week. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I was half expecting, like, before we, because of how that happened, like, I was like, are they going to mention that? Or are they going to, like, knock in the middle? What's happening here? Anyways, yeah, Snizzard's up for pre-order, I believe, at the moment. Because he's a deluxe figure, he's going to be $33.99 compared to the standard price for standard LC figures.
Can I ask a genuine question?
Yes.
What makes them deluxe?
For Snizzard, it's because he's a bigger scale figure. He's about 7.5 inches compared to the 6-inch figures. And then he comes with four accessories.
It's the bike, right?
Yes, correct. Right. You're getting a 6-inch figure, but the bike.
So what makes them deluxe is they're just bigger figures.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And they tend to come with a lot of accessories too. So you're paying for a little more plastic.
Because, like, just to chat about this a bit, I wasn't sure what the difference was because they never showed you, like, a regular figure for scale, right? They just went, here's Snizzard.
Yeah. And I think they did that once when they initially, because I think, what was it? The first deluxe figure like that was Pumpkin Wrapper, and I think they did do something mm-hmm. there. And I honestly think the way that this team works is, like, they thought, okay, we're going to mention this once and put it up next to our Red Ranger figure,
yeah,
and then we'll never mention it again because you guys will remember that, right? And clearly, the way that you're talking about how your viewing habits are with Dino Fury, we don't remember this stuff.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Bigger figure, more plastic, more accessories. You're paying like
I can see why Lucas would be considered a deluxe figure because he comes yes. with the bike, right? He's mm-hmm. got a huge vehicle accessory. Sorry, burying the lead there. We also got Time Force Blue announced, which we'll get to in a second. But there was nothing about Snizzard that looking at it was like that isn't just a regular figure.
I completely agree. I can see how that would come off and that might confuse some people. So I think that that's a lack of communication on that part.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that they mentioned in their wording, oh, it's a deluxe figure. And I think...
Right, but what does that mean?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Because, like, well, then what does that make the other
like,
figures?
Sometimes,
like, they have a name for that.
Yeah. Anyway, on to the next announcement, which was...
It's a total surprise. Time Force Blue Lucas with Becker's cycle. Yay!
I thought this was cool.
I did too.
Had it been colored pink.
So my last note here is, why did we... Why did we not get Jen before Lucas? We're getting a Vector Cycle, which is the first true vehicle in the Lightning Collection line. And I already know because of the way that people were when In Space Blue came out, and there was all that stuff with like the weird logo. Was it the actual envelope or was it an X? Whatever. People were buying those up, and they were either using those molds to make all the other colors and sell them online or whatever. I think this might happen here with Time Force as well, where they're going to probably buy up a bunch of those, and then I'm going to make red and pink and yellow. But as far as this goes, I do think it looks really, really good.
It does. It looks excellent.
Yeah. He has, and this is just what was said here, removable spinnable side-mounted cannons. He's got a kickstand.
They look like a pain to spin.
Yeah.
They didn't spin automatically. You had to, like, turn them. And they didn't seem to ratchet very easily.
Yeah. And like, I know back in the day, because I grew up in the early 90s, back in the day, that would be something that would be toyetic.
Yeah.
Where there would be like a button and you press it and like there would be like a little light or something and it would spin. Whereas this is something that it's like, ooh, look how cool it spins. So why point that out, I guess? Again, there's a kickstand, so it's not going to fall over on your shelf. Which is cool. Hopefully.
I like that.
I do, too. So there's a translucent to dark blue slash gray smoky blue windshield, which I thought looked really good.
Yeah.
It's kind of opaque. The gauges are detailed, and the handlebars make the wheel spin just like a real bike. And I'm like, yeah, that's how
bikes work.
Yeah. I have a million... like vehicles from the past that are like that, where like, oh look, it's on an axle. And it's
because now we talked about how Jordan before may not have been the most comfortable person in front of a camera, and it had shown before now.
Sure,
this was the point where he went full Peggle 2, jumping in the air, punching the air announcement, and everyone just sat there silently. It's like, just like a real bike! And everyone's like,
Yeah.
And then there's a moment later where he goes, you can kick butt in time! And you were like,
please stop.
just stop.
Ridge Racer! It's Ridge Racer. Giant enemy crops. You get caught up in that. I love that ad. Yeah, kick button time. So this is a
sick head sculpt, by the way.
Yes, I completely agree.
They're really well on the head sculpts.
They're kicking ass with the head sculpts, I think, now. I think that there was
really good too.
I know there was a brief period of time where they were kind of looking a little iffy, but I think that they finally gotten somebody there that's like, no, hold on, I got this, and it's showing. Coda looks amazing. Lucas looks amazing. Max looks amazing. So I'm really happy with whoever it is that they got on that, because good job.
So you asked the question earlier about why did we get him before Jen?
Yeah.
Do you think there is and this is just me spitballing here. I know that Aaron Cahill has a somewhat of a standing contract with Hallmark at the moment. Do you wonder if there's a likeness problem?
Well, I can't really comment on the ins and outs of the legal department revolving Hallmark contracts, because I don't really watch those. Mm-hmm. Because, in my opinion, I think if you've seen one of those Hallmark Christmas movies, you've seen them all.
Right, that's kind of not my point.
But I'm making a joke about that. Maybe it could be. It would be a good explanation as to why we haven't gotten her yet. But as far as to what's actually happening behind the scenes, I don't know. I don't think that that's really something we have any information on.
Do you
just
also
yet.
Somewhat wonder, I wonder if they're, the thing about Hasbro is they've never been overly transparent with why certain decisions are made, right?
You know,
so do you wonder if there is something that's preventing them from doing SPD yellow? Do you think there's something that's preventing them from doing certain other,
I think
SPD yellow's current career of choice?
That could be it. I think Hasbro is trying to err on the side of caution with a lot of things, which kind of also explains why we got Wild Force, Lunar Wolf, and Blue
instead of Red. Yeah.
Not to comment on that too much, but
do we have Ninja Storm Red?
Nope. And I was actually about to comment on him and say we're probably not going to see him for a while either.
Yeah.
Because of, I don't want to get into that on the show, but because Jesus, but there's a lot of things that could be happening. But as far as like Aaron Cahill's concerned, like I it could be a contract thing. I don't think it has anything to do with any kind of scandal. She's literally at Power Morphicon right now. They just did a Time Force panel, so it's not like she's in any kind of legal
she
trouble.
Loves the fran like she yeah. loves the franchise. She loves. I can't see it being a choice that she's holding her likeness hostage, right? So it's like to use the so it's familiar to both of us wrestling, right? It's not it's Owen Hart's legacy that isn't going into the Hall of Fame, right? Because of his other people holding it hostage. It's not
right.
that the WWE don't want to put Owen Hart in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, and I believe we talked about that on
on Awesome Mania quite a lot.
Yeah.
The point here being, I can't see it being Aaron Cahill going, no, I don't want to be a figure.
I honestly think she would love to do it. Because she goes to conventions, and I think it would be one of those things where she'd be like, I don't see her being like, no, I don't want to. Like, I think she would genuinely be hyped to have someone hand her a figure or have a stack of figures that she could sign and hand it.
That's what I'm saying is,
so
there has to be another reason, whether it's a likeness issue or Hasbro are like, no, we're gonna save her till last. Because we know you pay the money.
Like, I think we're gonna get a deluxe figure of her. And I was actually you gotta stop getting into my brain there, because I was gonna say, yeah, they could save the best for last, and like, hey, completing out, like, here's Jen. I really hope she doesn't get put in, like, and it would be cool if we got both of them at the same time, but like, I imagine Hasbro doing something dumb where they're like, oh, we're gonna put Jen in a two pack with a Quantum Ranger or something. And like, I would just want a single figure of her.
Yeah, I don't want an Eric figure.
That's fair.
There were several things that have been like, oh, they're in a two pack? No, thanks. Like,
yeah.
The only two pack I bought was for Sky for SPD.
Fair enough. And that means that you wound up getting an A Squad Ranger as well.
Yeah, who just sits in a box.
Which is, there's a A Squad Red Ranger still sitting on my shelf at GameStop that has not been bought in like a year, and nobody wants it. And I really don't care about those, because I don't really want paintball Ranger figures with in space helmets.
In space helmets, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's next?
And yes, we have the oh man, I'm so excited for this one. Strap in, boys and girls, because this is gonna be a wild ride. The MMPR LC Yellow Ranger Morpher. Woo!
Oh, wait. As much as you're pooping on this,
sorry.
I quite like at least one thing in this morpher.
What's that?
That it's Aisha's voice.
Yeah, that's cool. I will say that much.
Right. No offense to Trini or to Ty or her legacy or whatever, right? But if you are doing a movie style morpher, it has to be the person who was in the movie.
Well, that's actually one of my questions here, because there's been, I'm in a Lightning Collection group on Facebook, and this is the question that gets asked all the time. Mm-hmm. And I always respond with, oh, look, it's this question again. But someone, a lot of people actually keep asking, like, well, wait, does Hasbro own the rights to the movie stuff, actually? Mm-hmm. Because that could have been tied up with 20th Century Fox, which is now owned by Disney. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're mentioning this is a movie-style morpher, like, are we eventually going to see movie Lightning Collection figures or not? Like, we still, going back to what you said about Hasbro, they're not transparent about a lot of things.
Yes.
So we don't know if they own the rights to that or not. And it's kind of frustrating because you're getting stuff like this, but then you're also not getting the movie style suits, and you're also not getting, in my opinion, which would be a really cool monster figure,
Ivan Ooze.
I would love an Ivan Ooze.
If they were ever to do a deluxe figure,
just
do a really nice Ivan Ooze.
I think it would be cool to get a 2-pack with him, just so we could get the wizard and he's got the bottles of Ivan's Ooze.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an amazing 2-pack. But going back to the Yellow Ranger Morpher, it's got Aiesha's voice in it, yellow power bolts. It's got that red paint over the Power Rangers like wording, which I guess is illegal. If they're not trying to avoid getting sued by the mouse, that might be how they're doing that. But it's also got pogs that you can put in, much like the Pink Ranger Morpher, if you don't want to display the other Ranger's coins. So you can make it this is completely the Yellow Ranger's Morpher. It's on pre-order right now. It's going to run for about $55.99 US dollars.
Yep.
And some people are probably going to want it. I'm going to pass just because I don't really... And I've got so many Power Morphers at this point. I don't need them anymore.
I mean, if this eventually leads into them not doing Mighty Morphing Morphers, it's what I said about the Zord Ascension project, right?
Yeah.
Like, I really want... I really want to see stuff that's not Mighty Morphin come out of this.
Same.
Like, I want to see the Thunder Megazord. I want to see the Lightspeed Rescue Megazord. I want to see, like,
do you Lightspeed Rescue?
Me? What? No. Yeah.
No.
But
no.
My point being, like, if they do this Zord Ascension project and they just do like the Dino Megazord, Dragon Zord, Tiger Zord, and stop, it's gonna be like,
then what's the point?
Then it's not a project, it's an assignment.
And I think, and I do think I'm I will hold their feet to the fire on this. They did announce, or they did mention, that they are excited for where it's going to go in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact, just to kind of do a little inside baseball. So I watch MMPR Toys a lot. He had a lot of connections with Bandai. Mm-hmm. And when the Legacy Collection was happening, they got to the point after the Ninja Megazord and the Falcon Zord came out that they were getting ready to release the Shogun Megazord. Mm-hmm. And then they got bought by Hasbro. So all of a sudden that project, that there were actually like prototypes of the Shogun Megazord, and you have pegs on the Falcon Megazord as well, or the Falcon Zord, where it would connect, it got scrapped. So they were trying to get eventually to the point where they were doing Zeo and then Turbo and then In Space and whatnot. And so I'm hoping the Zord Ascension project kind of picks up where that left off, where we are going to eventually get into later seasons, because this would be a really good opportunity for people like myself who kind of dropped off of the franchise to buy a Zord that doesn't cost
$800. I'm just worried that the Zord Ascension project is going to go like Dino Megazord, Dragon Zord, Tiger Zord, Dino Fury Megazord.
Yeah.
Cosmic Fury Megazord. Oh, spoiler.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, no. So Lightning Collection Yellow Ranger Morpher is available, and I do hope that we are going to get out of that and we get later seasons as well, because, again, they can be really expensive secondhand. We then got more into the Power Rangers and Street Fighter figures. Did you want to talk about that?
The only thing I think is worth mentioning, I already talked about like the individual stands for the effects. I think the only thing that is worth noting is at the end of this, they gave us a bit of a winky wink that there would be more figures.
Sure.
Which I don't think were in the games.
They were not.
Okay, so
it's
about the only thing to really bring out of the Power Rangers discussion that was new.
I think we might get like the two figures I would probably want out of that would be like what's his name? E Honda would be cool, and then Guile, but that's just me being a
Street Fighter. I'm just worried that they're going to end up doing the other two Power Rangers that were in the Bat and the Sun short, which would be another Tommy and Gia from Megaforce.
Yep. Which,
if we're just going to see like Bat in the Sun Tommy or whatever.
I'm not buying that.
Right, but we have a Lord Draken figure, dude.
Yeah. Tommy sells.
It's Tommy.
Which blows my mind, by the way.
If you're going to do a Tommy figure, do Dino Thunder Black.
Do Dino Thunder Black. We've already got In Space Blue. Why have we not got like a weird like two-pack or like a weird like it like Turbo Red where we get both Solan Ward's head and JDF's head? Like, because according to the way the numbers go, JDF makes money, so why have we not gotten that yet? Anyways.
Yeah.
We also got some discussion about the Boom comics. I know you're not a fan of those necessarily, so
they are absolutely fine. They are just not something I read. No, not for me. I swear, if someone could put every issue down in front of me and go, "Here's the weekend, go read it," I would. But I'm not gonna actively chase them down.
Well, then I guess I'll have to let you borrow one of these then.
Okay.
Cool. That's a project for another day. Probably for Friendsgiving, I'll come and bring these up. So I'll just go over this real, real fast.
Yeah.
Because I do read the books, even though I've kind of lapsed on it for a while. But Sam from the brand writer, I wrote this wrong, but they're a brand writer, interviews Ryan Parrott about MMPR 100.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the last mainline issue written by Ryan. After this, he's moving on to MMPR TMNT 2, which is going to be really cool because on the cover, you see Krang in the background, and I cannot wait to see that. There was a discussion of how Mighty Morphin and Power Rangers are merging back after the Atarian War in Mighty Morphin, and Lord Zedd's origin was discussed. The Omega Rangers and Power Rangers and the Death Ranger showing up, the fall of KO 35, introduction of Andros into the story. All of that is available in the video. Go watch that if you're interested in those. The main issue drops September 28th, and it also sees a return of prior artists and writers coming back for a collab.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in the comics, go to your local comic shop, give them your money, help them out, do business with them. Always support your local comic shop.
Yeah, go visit your friendly local comic book store.
And do it today. Maybe even buy a second comic book. See what's up with Spidey or something. So Pam and Jordan returned with some miscellaneous items, and this is kind of where I started going, all right, it's time for a pee break. But
at this point, I was just like, all right.
Okay.
Here
comes the quirky stuff. So we got some Funko Pop-style green and red Ranger masks that are going to be available. They're these giant, like...
They're basically the front inch of a Funko Pop's head.
Yeah.
That you put around your head with a thing of elastic, I guess. Yeah. And you just have a Funko Pop mask on.
And then you can just put on, like, a hoodie and call it, like, a Lazy Power Ranger cosplay, because sure, maybe you don't want to... Sure, fine.
It looks so stupid.
It does. It looks very stupid. Red is on Amazon in mid-September. Green is for pre-order, available now on Entertainment Earth. Both of those are going to run you about $24.99 US dollars. If you're interested in them, go get them. I will never yuck your gum. Go get whatever it is that you want to add to your collection. We then have Green and Red Ranger Helmet Club Mochi Mochi plush pillows, which come in
comfortable.
I hate to admit this. I want them. I think they look cool. I think the red one looks amazing. I love the, like, and they come in two different sizes. The 9-inch one will run you $24.99, and the 15-inch one will run you $34.99. So you're paying a dollar more than you would for Snizzard to get a pillow, but it looks like a very comfy pillow, and I really want it. We then got introduced to a, good God, okay, a Pink Ranger die-cast Toyota F1 vehicle, which comes in two scales, one 30-second scale and one 24 scale. The doors open. It comes with the mini Pink Ranger figure, raising and lowering spoiler, and it has like butter rolling action. Which
what?
Yeah, like butter.
That's not the part of wanting. Like, just who looks at this and goes, you know what we need to license for a race car? MMPR Pink.
Yes.
Like, the woman that had to have Balkan Skull track down her car in a cab after it got stolen. Yeah, that's the person we need to put on a race car.
Okay, I did not get to sit in on that episode review, so I did not catch that. I never got to rewatch that episode, so the joke was lost on me. But now that you've explained it, holy crap.
What?
Yeah.
Like, the Pop masks I can see, because Pops are popular, right? They're... They're popular despite themselves at this point, right? Like, they're not even... Anyway, people who got into Pops for a certain aesthetic, right? Which this Pop mask pulls off rather well.
Sure.
This random die-cast car...
Which is not the first in the line, by the way. They've done other ones as well, but...
Yeah.
I guess if you're into NASCAR and Mighty Morphin, this is for you. I don't know. I mean, and they, you know, a great supplement to your Pink Ranger shelf. If you're a Pink Ranger stan, this is all you, boo-boo. Go get it. Personally, I don't need it. I'm not going to buy it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on, Legacy Wars game news. If you play Legacy Wars... Zato, the Dino Fury Red Ranger, is available to unlock now on iOS and Android. We then got a recap of the Dino Fury announcement, and then we got a sneak peek of episode 14 that takes place on Rafcon. The Rangers show up and encounter Lord Zed with Scrozzle from Beast Morphers. Zed's looking to use the Spore Generator to rebuild his army. Could this lead into season 30 is what I put when I wrote this.
Before you knew what season 30 was, yeah.
Before I knew what season 30 was.
So, one of the things I'm really enjoying about one of the things I'm really enjoying about the Hasbro era of the Power Rangers TV show is the interconnectivity of it. Like, spoiler alert for Beast Morphers at this point, the callbacks to RPM.
That was excellent.
And Jason showing up. And then the stuff we're seeing when they were researching stuff with Skrozzle, and he looked into Lord Zedd and a bunch of other previous villains. And now we're seeing Zedd and Skrozzle show up in Dino Fury, right? Mm-hmm. So they're really kind of ever since the end of was it Ninja Steel where they did the big crossover where they that started was, interconnecting different realities?
That was Dimensions in Danger, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, in Ninja Steel.
Yeah.
Like, ever since then, they've really been kind of cranking up this interconnectivity between the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I dig it.
I do too. I mean, it definitely, I can't believe this. Like, Power Rangers is doing a better interconnected universe than like DC is right now.
Wow.
And that's,
we're not going to get into that.
And that's insane. Yeah. I'm not, that's the only time I will mention.
But yeah, we saw Skrozzle in this Dino Fury footage, which was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Where's this going to lead?
Yeah.
And apparently Germany's going to find out before us. Why?
And then,
it's an American show. Why? Anyways.
You want to talk about the ending of the...
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to say except for that Pam and Jordan kind of cap it off by singing like a bar of Go-Go Power Rangers very badly. And then they say, oh man, we can't wait for tomorrow where we show off the power. And then silence. It's kind of like the end of Sopranos where like the screen goes black. And then we're left to wonder what's going to happen on Friday.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of news on Thursday.
All right. Overall, so
before
we get to Friday.
Yeah.
I teased Brian a little bit with this on Thursday. It's like, I've been doing some maths.
Right. And I've been wondering exactly what it is that you were meant, what you meant by that. So
overall, the stream on Thursday, which was supposed to be, now bear in mind, this was the big thing for Power Rangers this year. Like, we had no presence at San Diego Comic-Con outside of being part of the Hasbro selfie series.
Yep.
Right? We weren't even pictured on, like, Power Rangers weren't even pictured on the Hasbro booth. Right? They were not talked about. There was nothing. But they were like, oh, don't worry. Power Week's just around the corner. And this was supposed to be the big blast of announcements, right? The stream went 46 minutes and 24 seconds, right? So I did some maths here. The intro was 3 minutes and 23 seconds of them saying, hello, welcome, I'm this person, let's talk about Power Rangers, right?
Right.
The Lightning Collection, from the moment they revealed Wild Force Blue until they cut away at the end of the Yellow Power Morpher, got 13 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
Of those 13 minutes and 30 seconds, we got, if you include the spoilers that came out early that morning, we got two figures we'd never heard of before. One of which was a Morpher. The other one being Zoe.
I mean, yeah.
Power Rangers a Street Fighter, then talked about nothing for 8 minutes and 5 seconds. There were no announcements.
That was a painfully long segment.
Boom Studios announced nothing for 12 minutes and 4 seconds. The other portion, which was the pop masks, the Jato in Legacy Wars, the pillows, and the car, went another 2 minutes and 43 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can charitably call each of those an announcement.
Sure.
Right. Well, two of them were. The Zato and the car were announcements. The others have been seen on social media but hadn't been announced, right?
Sure.
And then we had a minute's clip of Dino Fury. So just to recap, we went for 46 minutes and got maybe 6 announcements. At least one of which, Wild Force Blue, we'd known about for 4 months. We already knew Coda was coming because they talked about him earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. Zoe was a genuine surprise. Right? Even if you charitably allow Snizzard and Lucas, right? What we actually got in 46 minutes was Zoe, Snizzard, Lucas, a car, pop masks, pillows, and a character in a mobile video game as announcements.
Yeah.
And this was supposed to be our big time. No, every other major Hasbro franchise has had a, I don't know what they call them, but like a crowdfunding thing. Right?
Yes.
There was the Hiss Tank for G.I. Joe. Star Wars has had, like, the Rancor and Jabba's barge. Those might be, I can't remember if those are Mattel or not. The Ghostbusters backpack, which I backed. Very happy awesome. About that. But there's been
Galactus in Marvel. And then
the Sentinel in Marvel Legends as well.
Yeah, right. And then what's the other one I'm thinking of? Was it Galvatron in Transformers, or what was Unicron? Or was it Unicron?
Unicron.
Yeah, I was gonna back that, by the way, but I just didn't have money. But it looked sexy. I was like, oh, that. But yeah,
I've not seen the Power Rangers one.
Let's go ahead and have a just brief discussion real fast before we move on to Friday. What would, if they were to do that, and I really hope they do, but I'm really hoping that Hasbro's not looking at Power Rangers as the redheaded stepchild of the franchise. Even though they spent half $1 billion on the franchise and they're treating it like this, and it's just like, why? If you're gonna treat it like, you know, if you're gonna continue to like give us diminishing returns on this, give us back to Bandai. I don't know, but anyways.
I'm not saying give us back to Bandai, right?
Sure.
I'm just saying, if you are going to make a big deal about a stream where you announce like, you are going to get a whole week in August where we're going to make a ton of announcements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make announcements.
Make it matter.
Right? We got a Morpher announced. We got one Ranger in Zoe. We got
Coda.
Technically, I'm talking about in this stream itself, in this 45 minutes.
Right.
Technically, Max was announced, right? Like, it didn't feel like an actual. Announcement stream, right? And I know that's because part of me thinks that they would have done the E1 announcements that they ended up doing at Power Morphicon during these streams, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Is there like a security problem with Power Rangers and Hasbro or something where like these leaks keep happening? Because I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't know how people are getting these photos, but like I was mentioning earlier, I was like, yeah, it's kind of just a little bit on the frustrating side where like you wake up and like, if you're me and you're following Power Week, because you want news, you want genuine news, and you're waking up in the morning and the first thing you're doing when you're on the toilet, you're checking Twitter, all of a sudden, oh, hey, look, there's stuff that's going to be announced at 1 p.m. And it's like, well, crap, like, okay, like, so.
And if you're the sort of person who is genuinely interested enough to be following Power Week on Twitter, you're the sort of person that saw Kira and Max announced months ago, right? You saw the figures months ago in English packaging.
And
I have no idea how this happened. Well, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to leaks in a minute. Let's talk about Friday.
All right. So Friday, we finally got confirmation on what it was that they were about to talk about, where the stream got cut off. We got officially announced the MMPR Lightning Collection Yellow Ranger Power Daggers. Guess what? This got leaked in the morning as well. It's the third in the Lightning Collection Power Blaster line of weapons after the Power Sword and the Power Lance, if you're not counting the Dragon Dagger. So a few things about this. When I saw the leaked photos, I was like, oh crap, I really hope that they're not constantly like, because you have the Power Lance where like they light up on the blade, but everything I saw, there was no photo where, oh, you get the actual blade color. So I was really hoping that it wasn't going to be like that. Thankfully, it lights up and then it goes back to the natural thing, which is good. But then they connect like the Power Lance.
Yeah.
Which is to make it toyetic, I guess. They don't do that in the show. I saw something where I think Scott Zillner was on a panel with Bruno from MMPR Toys, and he was like, hey, look, it connects. And he's like, whatever. I just hope that it doesn't mess with when you connect it as the Power Blaster. It's not going to affect how the cannon is supposed to look when it's facing forward, but whatever. And it comes with a stand, has lights and sound. Surprise, surprise, it plays the MMPR theme. And my one thing with this was, okay, there's a few things. One, these are going to cost you, where is it here? $131.99 US. The Power Sword is about $220. The Power Lance is about the same price as these, if not like a little more. I'm surprised at how fast these items are coming out. You would think that they would be spaced out a little bit more so that, you know, your wallet wouldn't be crying at you every paycheck if you're wanting to get something like this. And I'm hoping that they're gonna remain in production long enough so that if you're like me and you can't go out and buy these right this second, you don't have to go pay scalper prices to get these items.
Yeah.
That's my biggest concern. I don't want to have to go on eBay and go, because it's kind of like with the Bandai Legacy Collection sword. I could have bought that at a GameStop when it was out, and someone literally bought it right before I got in the store, and it was going to be like $200 there. You go on eBay and it's like $900 to get that, and it's like, what's the point? I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of the daggers?
They are not the sort of collectible I'm interested in.
Fair enough.
I couldn't care less about a power blaster. I might get a power axe if it comes out in the opportunity to maybe get Johnny Young Bosch to sign it.
That would be dope. Hang it up
That
on the
would
wall.
probably be the only one I would maybe get.
Would you also get it signed by Walter Jones?
Who?
Zach?
Who?
Gotcha. So
I might get it signed by Walter. But I again, I'm not the biggest fan of. I'm gonna come out and say it. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Rocky, Adam, and Aisha are a massive upgrade from Zach, Trini, and Jason. They just are. Even Rocky, with his inability to use doors properly, like, poor boy, is an upgrade
Right.
over Jason, because at least Rocky has a personality.
His constant need to want to have fun. So yeah, if you're interested in that, good Lord, I think a power blaster, if I'm doing
It's
the
going to
math
cost you
right,
like $1,000 for a power blaster.
$1,000 for a power
I
blaster.
can't
That's
imagine what, if the power sword costs 200, can't imagine what the axe is going to cost.
Oh my God, because you know that thing's going to be
Or
huge.
the bow is going to be super long.
Oh yeah. So here's hoping that, again, if you're interested in these, they're not going to be like, hey, we made these for like 3 months and now they're out of production, because that would really suck. I personally, the one thing I want is I want the power sword. I really want a power sword. I'm probably asking for it for Christmas and not going to get it
Do you
because, you
have
know.
the Lightning Collection Dragon Dagger? Is it a yes or no?
I do, yes.
Okay. So yes, I would think getting the Power Sword would be an excellent counterpoint to that. But like, I don't know.
I have an SH Figure Arts Red Ranger with the dragon shield, and he's got the sword and the dragon dagger, and so I would love to be able
Yeah, for sure.
to. Speaking of that, by the way, something I think would be really cool, and yes, it's going to be MMPR related, so don't poo-poo this just because it's an idea to get started. If they were to do the crowdfunding thing for Hasbro, what do you think if they were to make a wearable Green Ranger shield or something like that
I
as an
don't
item?
know. I'm the wrong person to ask.
Right, fair enough. I think that's definitely something, though,
See,
I think fans would
what I
have.
would have put on there is a power blaster, but
Yeah.
they're doing all the parts individually, so.
Fair enough. I think that would be a good avenue to get like past Morphers as well, because every convention I've gone to since I found out about your love for Lightspeed, I have looked for a Lightspeed Rescue Morpher and I cannot find one. So it'd be nice for you to be able to finally get that in your collection. Anyways, MMPR Yellow Ranger Power Daggers and Wild Force Blue are now available for pre-order on Hasbro Pulse. You can also buy the other two items in the Power Cannon line right now, as well as the Blue Ranger helmet. I know that's not mentioned, but hey, that's something I probably want to add to my collection. And then something weird happened because I
So
did not.
here's something on it. So Saturday was kind of a day off
Yes.
Of announcements. And then Sunday, we were due for the E1, which is the Hasbro entertainment thing panel at Power Morphicon, yes, where everyone's like, oh, they're finally going to announce the new season.
Yes.
Not, and this is going back to something we were talking about with Lucas and Snizzard, not with the exception of Zoe, not a single announcement that they made during Power Week didn't get spoiled before it was announced.
Yeah.
Not a one.
Which is, everything else think was, it's a problem.
I don't know how. Even the Power Morphicon video that didn't air at Power Morphicon until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon American was online on someone's YouTube channel at 2 a.m. Sunday morning.
Yep.
I don't know how. I don't know where they got it from.
All I know is eventually it wound up on Twitter as Hasbro Pulse putting that out.
Eventually, right?
Yeah.
But random dude just uploaded it onto YouTube.
And the response there was, I guess the cat's out of the bag. Let's just put it up and make it official.
11 hours before it was meant to air in LA.
Yeah. And which what sucks for me is there's two things twofold. One, I was up at like 2:30 a.m. just because I couldn't sleep. And I was just about to get to sleep. I was watching like an ASMR video or something. I had the lights out. I'm like, okay, Brian's going night-night. I need to get some shut-eye. And then I get an alert on my phone. Oh, hey, there's this thing. And like I had actually even on YouTube, what you can do is if there's like a video that's about to be announced, you have the option to be like, oh, well, set a reminder. You can watch and notify me when that thing happens. And the Illuminati actually were going to put out a video. I didn't realize it was going to be 2 minutes long, but they actually had something about huge news for the franchise. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I'm just sitting there watching like some ASM artist trying to sleep. And then I get this, like my phone just blows up and I'm like, okay, what the hell's happening? And this video is available on Twitter, and there, sure enough, Simon Bennett is mentioning, hey, Cosmic Fury is happening, season 3 is happening, it's filming in fall of 2022, and it will be available in 2023. He's coming back as the executive producer, and the Dino Fury Rangers are all coming back for season 3, which is something that has not happened since Mighty Morphin. So there's a lot to talk about there, I think.
First of all, called it.
Yeah.
The moment that everyone's like, well, the name, it was earlier this year. The very first day, it sounds like the name's going to be Cosmic Fury. And it was all over Twitter. And I was like, well, they're just going to take Dino Fury to space.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're gonna do.
Controls to outer space now. So that's gonna be, I think that's gonna be interesting. I'm excited for that.
Super hyped for it. Yeah.
There's been a couple
as long as they don't bring back the entire cast. Because if I have to see Jay Borg in space, I'm going to stab my wife.
Oh no.
She was just like, hey, from the kitchen. I don't know if you heard that.
I did not. Your microphone does not pick up sound that far away, unfortunately. So if there's ever a genuine emergency, I cannot help.
Like, I will. In the kitchen, and I'm like, I'm going to stab my wife. It's here. Hey.
So being somebody that has been watching, and this is going somewhere, I promise. I'm not just going to gush about Super Sentai here for a second, but I do have to say this. I've been watching Super Sentai since Kira Major, the 44th season, which aired after Ryu Soldier, which Dino Fury is adapting. So I've watched Kira Major, I've watched Zen Kaiser, I'm currently watching Dawn Brothers, and then I've also seen a good chunk of Q Ranger, which is a lot of people want that to be adapted, and they're thinking, a lot of people seem to be thinking that's going to be the big space show that Power Rangers is going to adapt from the Japanese version. Mm-hmm. I I think that would be kind of cool because there's 12 Rangers overall there, and that kind of allows the six original Rangers from Dino Fury to then recruit like older Rangers as cameos, and then they can also bring in some new people as well to add to the team. I don't think that's going to happen necessarily. They might do Terra Major.
If only there was a Q&A portion of the panel where they asked the Rangers who they'd want to work with.
It's funny you should mention that because literally like an hour before I got a link to come in and get on a Zoom call with you, I actually sat down and watched in amazing video quality that was filmed horizontally.
Someone streamed the panel live, by the way.
Which I would not be able to talk about this if they hadn't. So thank you. I believe I need to give a shout out to the Power Rangers guy on YouTube. Thank you for uploading that. And Ben, I do have in the show notes the link to that particular video. So if you want to watch it, let's put it in the show notes when we put this up and you can watch it there. But we actually got the Power Morphicon Dino Fury Cosmic Fury panel, and we can go as in depth with this or just kind of however much you want to, sir. But I did get what I thought was the most pertinent notes from this panel.
I don't think there's a whole lot needs to go into it.
Sure.
Especially since they restricted a lot of the Q&A to Dino Fury questions.
Yeah.
And therefore, all of the questions are going to be what happens when? And they're going to be like, we can't tell you because it's not out yet.
Pay attention on September 29th or move to Germany.
Or just watch Twitter because you know it's going to be everywhere.
I'm avoiding the spoilers, man. I want to watch it live. Anyways.
Like, there was literally someone's like, do we get the story behind the Sporex? And it's like, in the 1 minute clip they showed you on Thursday, Lord Zedd literally talks about, well, we're here to get the machine that makes the Sporex.
Maybe like, California has bad signal. I don't know. They could have
pay some attention, dude. Like, yeah.
I had the same thought. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, this is something that was literally mentioned. Go watch it again if you need. But yeah, a lot of the questions were, at least for when the fans came up, and they did not allow the fans to really. The panel was kind of weird because it was like the first half was, oh, we're doing all Dino Fury, and they allowed fans maybe 10 minutes, not even that, to kind of ask the questions to the panel. Which, by the way, two members of the Ranger team, the Dino Fury team, were not in attendance. Russell Curry, Dino Fury Red, and Kai Moya, Dino Fury Blue, were not in attendance for the panel. I don't think they were also in attendance for Morphicon. Maybe they had some other projects going on. Maybe they'll be back in 2024. I'm certainly trying to go to 2024, so that'd be cool if they were there. But we had Jordan Fight, Chance Perez, Hunter Deno, and Tessa Rao in attendance, as well as Sia Ben Marshall, who's Void Queen, and Jared Turner, who's Void Knight. They talked for about 25 minutes, and then they went off the panel, the dais, if you will, and then they were announced again as the Cosmic Fury Rangers. And this was a cool little thing I thought was a nice touch, because the pandemic happened, and we never got...
Yeah.
We never got 2020 where the Beast Morpher Rangers got their panel. And guess what? For the next season, here's the Dino Fury Rangers, because damn you, COVID. You are a cruel mistress. So they got introduced as the Cosmic Fury Rangers. And this is the only time I think that it's going to happen at a Morphicon where they are not only... what am I trying to say here? It's the only time that we're not getting introduced to a new team, but it's also like, it's just completely not how things work in the past. So I thought it was cool that they finally got the Morphicon moment, though. Like, the focus was on them, and deservedly so, because it's been 4 years since we've had a Morphicon. They deserve this moment. They didn't need the spotlight taken off of them because we're introducing new Rangers. So I thought that was really cool. you know, it would have been nice to have Russell Curry there. God knows, he's an interesting dude. He's got a really funny TikTok as well. There was actually a really funny video I remember seeing where, and forgive me, I don't remember his name, but Beast Morphers Red was hunting for figures in a Target, and he was like, "Oh man, I've been replaced." And Russell Curry responded to this because he said, "I've been replaced by Obama," and Russell Curry was like, "Well, the reason why you were replaced by Obama, or it seems like that, is because you were," and he's dressed like Obama, and it's so funny. And yeah, they were missed. Hopefully they'll be back in 2024. We did get some talk about how they are going back to New Zealand. So they're still going to be filming in New Zealand for whatever reason. I guess it's still cheaper to film in New Zealand instead of moving the show back here.
Yeah, it's like, weird, right? Because, like, I do agree with you that I think it's awesome that they're finally getting their opportunity in front of a crowd, right?
Yes.
And I think certain people within this show deserve that, right? I think that Tessa definitely deserves it. I'm not saying the whole crew deserved it back when Dino Fury was coming out, right?
Yes.
But like Izzy's rapidly become like a fan favorite Ranger. Hunter Dino has become very interactive with the fans on social media. Like, they deserve a chance to have the spotlight, right? And I love the fact that for the 30th anniversary, we are getting a story that takes dinosaur-based Power Rangers and eventually puts them into space. Because that's basically the Zordon era.
pretty much.
Just without Zeo and Turbo in the middle, right? Like, and who wants Turbo?
Who wants Zeo?
Zeo is much more fondly remembered than Turbo.
Fair enough.
But like I said, I think there is a... I think this is... You say that you don't think that this is ever going to happen again. I disagree.
Okay.
I think that they've seen the success of, like, the MCU and how connectivity can draw how it's fan pandering, right?
Pandering, if you will.
It's much easier to get someone to follow you to a new series of Power Rangers if there are familiar faces.
Yeah.
Right. There's a reason that Mick Canick showed up in Dino Fury. There's a reason that, like, there were crossover episodes in previous seasons. I feel that we're going to see one to two people possibly crossing over from season to season now.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Especially if there is the truth to the fact that they are no longer adapting Sentai. And that there's going to be this strange reboot universe where everything is original footage, right? I think that will help them.
Sure. I've got my reservations about that, and it's not just because I'm also a Sentai fanboy. My biggest thing is Japan puts all this effort into suit design and the monsters and the Zords and all that stuff. Can an American production do that on their own? Do they have the creativity and the you know, insight to be able to do that? Time will tell if they are going to do that. I'm not saying I don't want to see them try. What I am saying, though, is we've had examples in the past where, like, we've seen what happens when you have an American-made thing, like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. We saw how that looked, and I'm just like, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I've seen what happened in the past as well. So we'll get there when we get there. We'll cross that bridge, and hopefully it'll stay intact. This panel was there was a lot of information here.
There was no information at all.
Yeah. it basically boiled down to, like, let me go ahead and just rapid fire tell you, like, when the Cosmic Fury thing happened here. So the biggest thing that was confirmed is that they are heading back to New Zealand. It's going to start filming in the fall, release in 2023. They are going to a new studio as well. Mm-hmm. They were asked, will they all return as their same colors? Maybe. They might even pass on their powers. Will they continue adapting Super Sentai? We wish we knew, but we really don't know. Have they seen their costumes yet? Like, as in the Rangers themselves? No.
All right. Let's talk about that a bit.
Okay.
This show is scheduled to start recording in 2022.
Yes.
And be released in 2023.
Yes.
And they haven't seen costume designs yet.
Nope.
They don't know. Let me rephrase this. They are saying they don't know what Sentai is being adapted. They are saying they don't know what they're...
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
There was one little thing here that I put as well, where there was Chance Perez. If they are adapting Kira Major, and I wanted to bring this up real fast, if they are adapting Kira Major, that's a team that has red, blue, green, pink, and yellow instead of a black ranger. So Chance would be the one person. By the way, green is a girl in Kira Major, so she's going to have a skirt, which if they do that, that's going to be interesting because they did the whole skirt thing with Izzy. But anyways, I'm hoping if they do this, that when Chance Perez's character gets a color change, if they do Kira Major, we get an actual explanation instead of hearing there's a simple explanation.
That's
a
very simple information, yes.
Yeah, because I feel like that's an opportunity for them to go, we're going to write this wrong from Super Mega Force. We're actually going to explain how this works.
Yeah, because we don't need to give Sasha more ammo for her.
And here's the cool thing, too. They have the Morphin Masters as a major part of this plot.
Yes.
So they could do something. They're going more into the lore of the grid and the Morphin Masters and how all that works.
Which is and this focus on the Morphin Masters makes me think they're going to be doing a much more interconnected universe from now on.
Which I think is cool. I'm all for it. Because as much as I, again, love Sentai, you go from season to season, it's so unconnected that, like, this is something I think Power Rangers has over Sentai, where they have the opportunity and they've been doing it, and man, it's going to be cool if they pull it off where they can literally connect everything. Mm-hmm. So, there's just a few more things. Let me see here. Let me see if I have anything actually worth mentioning. Not really.
I think the last thing to worth me is because I kind of brought this up. was they were asked who they'd want to bring back for the 30th.
Yeah, or who they'd love to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Hunter Dentno said Jen from Time Force.
Yep.
Choice. I think that'd be cool. And hey, it's very easy for her to show up because she could just show up and be like, hey, there's a, you know, she can time travel. Chance Perez said Johnny Young Bosch.
It's quite funny, actually, because what was it? Was it Hunter? Yeah. Earlier, Hunter was like, well, I want to work with Amy Jo Johnson. Mm-hmm. But then here she's like, no, I want Jen. It's like, you had to pick the two most famous Pink Rangers of all time. Because there's absolutely not recently been a scene of, like, Forever Pink in the comics.
Yeah.
That's like, whatever, dude. Like, it just reeks of... sorry, I'm being cynical again.
That's fine. I don't know. Jordan Fight said he wanted to work with Walter Jones.
Makes sense. And
then the audio kind of cut out, but I believe Tessa said Trini or Tui Trang. Obviously, that can't happen.
Yeah.
But I think that's, you know, that's one of the Rangers that she, like, looked up to as a kid.
And then Chance like had the correct answer.
Johnny Young Bosch.
Johnny Young Bosch. Adam. The correct answer should always be Johnny Young Bosch. Notice that not one of them said Tommy.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much footage of JDF from Power Morphicon 2022. Oh my God. I think the guy's kind of spiraling right now. It's kind of insane. He was, yeah, I don't have to get into that on the show, but I can talk to you about it later, but good Lord.
I find it amazing that he put out a post like, I'm no longer Tommy Oliver, I'm the White Dragon. And he's like, yeah, but I'm coming to Power Morphicon 2022. And I'm like,
You still buy my unpainted toy. Buy my toy. It's $30. Buy my toy. It's like, okay. I just imagine Jay Sherman from The Critic. Buy my book. Yeah. Buy my book. Buy my... Okay, sorry.
So what are your thoughts overall?
I think...
We've been going for a minute, so I want to get this wrapped up so I can eat.
Yeah.
We've been going for 2 hours at this point.
I hope it's been entertaining. At the very least. But I think overall... there's a security problem in Hasbro.
Stop
the leaks. That's the biggest takeaway I've gotten from this is, yo, you gotta get somebody on your social media. You gotta stop having things leak like that on Twitter, even though I would have eaten that up when I was younger. You gotta stop that. What we got isn't bad. I think the thing I'm most hyped about is getting a Coda figure. I'm also really hyped about Cosmic Fury. Hopefully we'll learn more about Cosmic Fury soon enough.
Yes.
I think they're going to give us the opportunity to digest Dino Fury Season 2, Part 2, and then we'll get some news maybe in the fall.
Because that's when they start recording, right?
Yeah. And then I absolutely, by the way, called it that, one of the things I have said on this podcast and I have said online is if we do not know anything about season 30, by the time Power Morphicon rolls around, it's time to stop worrying. It's time to start worrying. Mm-hmm. We know about season 30 now.
Yeah.
No need to panic. We know what's happening. Even though we don't really, but we at least know a thing is happening. So I'm excited.
It's quite funny. Like, you put out the notes about how, like, oh, this is going to be the first Power Morphicon where, like, we don't have a cast announcement or whatever. Right. Yeah. And even after that, I was like, well, we kind of do.
Technically.
Because technically. Cast.
Yeah. Yeah. You beat me on a technicality. Damn you, Power.
I am technically correct. The best kind of correct.
I understood that Futurama reference.
For me, honestly, Power Week was a massive disappointment.
Yeah.
The only thing of worth was today's announcement.
Yeah.
About the new season and the fact that Dino Fury season 2 is coming, I guess.
Yeah.
I already knew Kira was coming. She's the only figure that's been announced that I really care about. Yes, it'll be, if I end up getting Beast Morphers, it'll be nice that Zobby's out. But of everything that came out this week, Ryu, Chun-Li, Morpher, Daggers, Car, Pillows, video game, the only thing I care about is Kira being available for pre-release.
One last thing. Are you surprised that they did not announce a Yellow Ranger helmet?
No. No,
fair enough. Because it just seemed like
they will try to milk that later in the year.
Probably before Christmas time. So
yes.
Save your pennies, kids.
Because they'll be like, you've got the daggers, you've got the morpher.
Now time to buy the helmet.
For Christmas.
Yep. So all right. Well, I think that is, we've talked for 2 hours nonstop about Power Week.
Yeah.
I think it's time to
go. A lot of that wasn't actually Power Week. It was just us sort of like going off on tangents.
So.
All right. I will speak to you. It's been fun, dude. We will revisit this once we know a bit more information about
Cosmic Fury.
Cosmic Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a sort of a thing that you and I can revisit anytime there's sort of a big toy announcement. Sure, it won't be 2 hours worth of Power Week, but
no, it won't. But I think I genuinely want to do this because I think it is going to kind of help break up, like when we're reviewing episodes. Yeah. Reviewing episodes, these are where I feel a little more natural talking about stuff.
Yeah.
And I really like this. I thought it was a blast. Thanks for
give me your time and I'll be here.
Absolutely, man. All right, cool.
All right, let's do the outro.
All right, cool.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at OneDrunkGeek. I've been posting a lot on that and the VFTG_PR Twitter account as well this week.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and
I've been doing my best as well. Yeah.
Yep. Been making all kinds of friends with other podcasts and stuff this week as well. So despite the announcements, it's just been a really fun time to be a Power Ranger fan, and like I can feel the love in the community kind of, so that's cool. You can also find me on TikTok at BlueRanger_BRI. You can also find me at testmovestudios.com, where we do other podcasts, friends of the show. Take a look at my show One Drunk Geek. I review craft beer and have a great time doing it, so I'm all over the internet. Ben, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
Mike's not here, so I'm going to have to do my own stuff. So,
oh, how dare.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Bob T. Goldfish. You can find me doing the video game thing at 321 TV, which is twitch.tv _ 321.tv. You can find me, as well as doing Voices from the Grid and Musings from the Grid, you can find me doing Awesome Mania at thxthockey.com and go to the X75 Productions drop down. That's a watch along podcast that Mike and I do with our friend Matt. And we get a guest in every month, or we try to. And we do like a watch along of a WWE, WCW, or as will be next month, an ECW pay per view.
Ooh.
Currently from the year 1997 at the time of recording. Yeah, that's kind of me.
Awesome.
So we will leave you, as we always do, by saying, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, the words of the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, be excellent to each other. Party on, non-gender specific honorifics.
And until our next Marvel Novel episode, be sure to grab your power coins and your power morpher, and may the power protect you.
Peace.